I'm not proud of being an American in this day and age. I feel that I am an artifact of imperialist conflict. My name is Paul Soucy. I use he, him pronouns. I was born and raised here in Portland, Oregon. My parents are from the Philippines. The American dream was something that my parents believed in wholeheartedly enough to flee the Philippines during the Marcos regime and make tremendous sacrifices to be here. I bear the burden of their dreams. I think my father accepts that I'm not the summation of his dream. My mother never accepted it. She passed away in 2012, but she had her stroke and she had all of these limitations that she could never quite accept that the American dream was a false illusion. You know, everything here is fruit from a poison tree, and no one belonged here in peace since white folks came here. I've been an actor and a theater maker for the last 20 years. For me, my identity has always been performative. When I was really little, when I was 3 years old, I could speak Tagalog and Ilocano and Kapampangan, but my parents didn't want me to have an accent. And so throughout my grade school career, and then even into high school, there was this emphasis on being educated, on getting really intelligent and competing and putting on intellectual whiteface. And the epitome of that for me is my Shakespearean actor training. I'm a 40-year-old Asian-American actor who's trained in Shakespearean theater, which is so many anachronisms. I love Shakespeare. It saved my life when I was a teenager. Helped me organize my emotions and develop intellectual and emotional maturity and a love for poetry. But I'm never going to play Hamlet. No one would ever cast me as Hamlet. For the last couple of years, my most important work has been touring classical Greek theater to prisons all over Oregon. It's the first time that we think anybody has done something like that. Your support for we were in the middle of rehearsing Antigone, which was going to be the next thing we would tour. And we had to pivot that into a YouTube performance where we filmed ourselves in masks in the Wapato Jail. It's this abandoned jail in North Portland that has now been turned into a homeless shelter. And it was a really powerful experience. But of course, it doesn't even compare to a live experience. Theater allows people, whatever your experience, whether you're on stage or off, it allows you to see yourself and know yourself in a different way by sharing a story with folks you don't know. That little alchemy of like humanizing yourself, that is a thing that feels like what I am trying to do. Because I was never intended to be here. Nobody wanted me to be here. No, the white establishment does not want people of color in this country. They make it clear in all of the ways. And so I am modeling through my exercise of privilege and power in what positions I have, I am modeling how to welcome what you didn't expect or want. How to turn that into a piece of your community too, a rich and crucial piece of your community. Because the alternative is violence, is anger and rage and withdrawing entirely from society. And I don't want to accept that. I'm not yet prepared to do that. But, you know, who knows? Who knows how long that can last?